This is surround yourself with the right service. And one of the greatest lessons I've learned in both business and in life is that service and self-care are not opposing forces. They are independent of each other. And many of us have been conditioned to believe that serving others means putting ourselves last. And the true generosity requires self-sacrifice. But the truth is, you can't give what you don't have, and your cup is empty. You have nothing left to pour. Most people live their lives in a zero-sum game. They give more than they receive. Even though if they follow the infinite loop of abundance, the more they give, the more they'll be given. The more they will be given, the more they'll receive. And the more they receive, the more confident and faithful they'll be to ask for more. And instead, the most generous and kind people give more than they receive. And no matter what, and no matter how you do the math, if you don't receive more than you give, you're going to end up at zero eventually. And so when we talk about surround yourself with the right service, the first service that you need to provide in all aspects of your life is yourself. And the importance of self-care is why in my non-negotiable behavior, the two first and most prioritized non-negotiable behaviors in my life are sleep, a minimum of 7 hours of sleep. I have a sleep coach for the last 18 years, as well as I now also put a minimum of an hour on my health first. So 8 of my 24 hours are in self-care before anything else, non-negotiable, non-circumstantial, very few exemptions. Self-care is the key to sustaining happiness, productivity, accessibility, and health. It allows us to recover faster and to access more information and more energy. And we are all part of this infinite loop of surrounding ourselves with selves and cells that are energized by an unlimited amount of energy. And so in order to utilize and understand the importance of self-care, we have to understand what we're doing to interfere with our self-care. And that most people believe that self-care is selfish, but it's not. It is the most selfless thing that you can do to utilize a consistent, persistent pursuit of your best self-care. And I know it's hard, and all the lessons of humility, the genetic and energetic inheritance that you have tells you, I need to take care of others first. But Southwest was the first to have right when they said, put your air mask, put the air on you first, and then help other people. And so understanding how many people lie to themselves, and they'll tell themselves, for example, I've dealt with so many salespeople in my life and sales profession. Professionals will work long hours without rest. Entrepreneurs will work 16, 18, 20-hour days again and again and again, thinking and lying to themselves, I'm doing this for my family. No, you're not. If you cared about your family, then you would take care of yourself so you could take care of your family. And so many of us, as you know, we give up our health to gain the wealth, thinking the wealth is going to take care of our families. And then we have to spend our wealth to gain or to save our health. And then our families are at a loss. And there is no balance in the importance of self-care. It's a harmony. And that harmony comes from understanding how we deal with the circumstances of the day, the uncertain changes of time, emotion, and value, and allowing ourselves mentally, physically, and spiritually to recover and access that information. So it is crucial to shift the paradigm of helping others, and especially helping our family, by realizing that we need to help ourselves first. And in ourselves is ourselves. So we need to make sure that 8 hours minimum of the 24 hours a day is spent in the highest level of sleep and of self-care or health. A harmonized life in can manage stress or the reaction to fear much better. People ask me how I have so much energy flying around every single day, different places. Is we'll be leaving for the Super Bowl tomorrow, for example. No, sorry, today. And we will utilize the minimum amount of sleep, the minimum amount of health before I spend the minimum of time with my family, my finance, my faith, my relativity in the study of time. And so we, if we take care of ourselves, can contribute more. And whether you're a media professional, an entrepreneur, a sales professional, a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, understanding how much time we're spending interfering with our self-care and our personal relationships as well is crucial to surrounding ourselves with the right service. And the first service we need to provide is a non-negotiable regimen, behaviors aligned with where we want to be or better, of self-care and selves care. Selves are our cells. So we want to make sure that we're fostering these relationships around us with people who support our self-care, and understanding that by doing so, we'll be able to take care of those people as well as many, many more. And so make sure that as we move on to identify a self-care regimen, which I would include number one, sleep, and then two, whether it's strength, cardio, flexibility, balance, whatever it is that you want to integrate into your daily routine, identify a self-care regimen or routine in the alignment of where you want to be. Now you'll be able to identify what, who, how, and when you're interfering with it, how you're not surrounding yourself with the right service of self and the right service of cells. Next, we have to understand the difference, though, between self-interested in a manipulative way and selflessness. If we take care of ourselves in the idea of empowering our mind, body, and soul, that would be of selflessness because we were empowering ourselves to recover and access more information, be more productive, more gracious, all the things that help other people. But understanding the constructive difference between self-interested and selflessness. How do we prioritize now our personal success, not in the infinite loop of giving where you give more or given more, receive more and ask for more than more, but understanding how do we prioritize our personal success in our human experience in the circumstances of the day, and understanding that in the realm, we have to prioritize ourselves and utilizing sleep and health in order to do that. We also have to work on the constructive self-interest versus selflessness and prioritizing correctly according to the circumstances of today, our own self-interest in the alignment with the broader community. And so understanding our role of philanthropy and mentorship, what I call knowing our who, is crucial to understanding those that may be narcissistic or just self-interested or scarce versus those that are selfless in their efforts by still striving for personal success so that they receive more, ask for more, so they can give more. And so in that infinite loop, we have to, number one, realize that in business, leaders that invest in themselves, personal growth, personal development, and beyond the self-care of health and sleep, they lead to great innovative contributions as long as they have their non-negotiable behaviors harmonized with the human experience, which is completely circumstantial. And so when we're dealing with the circumstances of the day, we need to make sure that we are prioritizing beyond the sleep, beyond the health, beyond the family, that we are prioritizing our finances aligned with the faithful belief that there's more than enough for everything and everyone. And so understanding not only what we want in alignment of where we want to be according to the circumstances of the day, we need to align the meaning of the past as well. And in the context of understanding the meaning of the past will either accelerate us towards where we want to be or better, or limit us from getting there. And those that understand and make the adequate adjustments or prioritizations according to the circumstances of the day now can utilize their own success to help mentor and to give to others what they have gained through their personal success. See, the world doesn't happen to you. You're not a victim. It happens through you. It doesn't even happen for you. And so when we stop trading and negotiating with giving and receiving, when we start utilizing self-interest for selflessness in a pragmatic sense, beyond the importance of self-care, self-interest utilized for the purpose of allowing all your personal success to come through you for those that are most relevant to support you in your self-care, you now can understand how the know your who is the second most important part of self-interest. Knowing who can help you and who you can help. Finding someone that sits in the situation that you want to be in and ask them for directions, ask them for help, as well as finding people that you can help get to where they want to be or better. I get some water. Understanding that there's a healthy harmony and self-interest in this personal success, as well as selflessness and self-care, is different than self-interest. In a harmonized infinite loop of giving, where things don't happen to you as a victim, they don't happen for you in a negotiation, a trade of giving and receiving, but they happen through you in an infinite loop of giving more, being given more, receive more, and ask for more than more. Now you can give more and more, receive more than more, ask for more than more, etc., and so on. And self-improvement within the context of self-interest leads to greater social impact, a bigger impact, bigger than you. In my mission to empower over a billion people to be happy, it's simply a intentional belief to impact 1,000 people, to impact 1,000 people, to impact 1,000 people. In fact, this chapter is exactly indicative of my philosophy of surrounding yourself with the right service. Service yourself with self-care. Service yourself with self-interest through you for others. Self-interest versus selflessness will create a harmony of abundance in the infinite loop of giving and receiving, and create a greater impact of acceleration of impact, aggregation of impact, and creates an exponential result of impact. So I want you to reflect on how your personal development and growth will and has positively influenced those around you to influence those around you. The next interference that we experience in servicing ourselves is FOMO, the fear of missing out, the fear of solitude, the fear of separation, inferiority and superiority. The impact of interfering with our progress has the impact of the fear of being alone, both in a professional and social setting. The fear of missing out drives people to overextend themselves, to create more interference, to drain us emotionally, trying to be pleasers, and that we need to attend and be a part of everything. The fear of missing out causes us to make bad investments. The fear of missing out causes us to surround ourselves with the wrong people. The fear of missing out will create great interference in the service of self and knowing oneself and asking oneself, I am, instead of this is what I want people to think I am. We need to have a transformative power to embrace solitude, to embrace the ability to utilize JOMO, the joy of missing out. When we know what's important to us, when we know who I am, we can easily identify with what I am doing to interfere with I am. And the solitude, the loneliness, the separation, the inferiority, the superiority that causes FOMO, causes the interference and the energy suck between I am and this is what I want people to think I am, dissipates, dissolves, and soon even can disappear. We actually can transform what we don't like and don't love that manifests itself into FOMO as a JOMO, a joy. When you can learn to love what you don't like or love or other people don't like or love, like the fear of missing out, life will tell you all its secrets. It'll make it easy. It'll dissipate the diseasy. So solitude fosters in meditation or any type of focus and intentional behavior when we are in the certainty of self and not worried about or separate from the uncertainty outside, the time, emotion, and value that changes. It will foster clarity, creativity, and self-assurance, the exact thing that people want when they have FOMO. Self-reflection, meditation, introspective thinking, taking inventory of self, of I am, allows us to utilize personal and professional growth at its greatest capacity, because actually by looking within, we realize that we are part of everything and everyone. And instead of fearing the separation, fearing missing out, we actually can be a part of everything and feel confident and have JOMO instead of FOMO. You should set aside at least 10 to 15 minutes every day for quiet reflection, for internal inventory, to align our skills, our knowledge, and our desire with what's doing well, what's stable, what we think is going to be doing well, as far as what we want, what subject matter, topic, or expertise, or job, career, or industry we are interested in. And the fear of solitude, the FOMO that exists, will dissipate, dissolve, and disappear. The next lesson is the unsustainability in the pursuit of pleasing others. So many of us have leveraged the FOMO into a pleaser status. We want to please other people. And this is a very dangerous position to put yourself in. There's a difference between helping other people and pleasing other people. And we see this as parents all the time, that a lot of times when we try to please our children, we're not helping them. Or please our friends, we're not helping them. And when we constantly seek approval from others, it creates great interference with who I am. We need to establish boundaries of truthfulness to maintain harmony and well-being in the infinite loop, in the abundance of who we are and what we belong to. And the importance of aligning our values with our actions and surrounding ourselves with that type of service is essential. So many of us don't know our values, therefore we are chameleons. We will change our minds left and right. We don't know what's important to us, and we're afraid to articulate who we are because we're afraid of the unsubscribers. You know, it's so interesting all the time when people talk about how many people are engaged with you. I don't care. I want to know who is engaged with me in the aspects of who does not agree with me and who does agree with me. I'm not interested in the apathetic. I'm not interested to the followings, the go-alongers, the lemmings. I'm interested in who is agreeing and disagreeing with me and not just piling on. And so I want to establish a sustainable pursuit of pleasing myself according to my values and aligning my daily practices, my behaviors, some non-circumstantial, non-negotiable, some negotiable and circumstantial, but not negotiable and circumstantial to my values or pleasing others, but only negotiable within what's important to me, not what's missing, not what I don't have, not other people's opinions. Professionals who experience burnout from overcommitment and feeling overwhelmed is enormous. And the antidote is prioritization of self, prioritization of what's important to you, not what's important to other people, what's missing, and what you don't have. Prioritization is the antidote to feeling overcommitted, overwhelmed, and which causes, by the way, procrastination, the antithesis of what you're trying to do by pleasing others and overcommitment. Leaders who set boundaries that are aligned with their values and have practices to delegate what's important to them, they are most effective. They can sustain a pursuit of what they desire in alignment of where they want to be or better, and deal with the circumstantial changes of time, emotion, and value, and consistently change the meaning of their past to align with it as well, not punish them. And this oxygen mask example with Southwest Airlines, you still need to take care of self so that you can take care of others. With the values and the daily practices, we have now a firm backbone of what's important to us. We know what we want, who we can help, who can help us, and how to get it done. And if you know what you want, who you can help, and who can help you, and how to get it done, you can prioritize effectively. And so utilizing a sustainable pursuit of pleasing self will please others. Identify at least one area where you need to clearly define your values so you can clearly define your boundaries so that you clearly define what's important to you through the daily practices that will allow you to know your what, your who, and your how, and allow you to prioritize. So instead of interfering and searching for something you already have, you're applying it. You're applying your why, not searching for it. The last lesson of service and surrounding yourself with service, with the right service, is the service through three things: coaching, teaching, and mentorship. And there are three different qualities that you can find in one person or multiple people. A mentor, first of all, is knowing your who. A mentor is someone that sits in the situation you want to be in, has paid the dummy tax, has the situation of knowledge and the relationship capital in order to effectively get you to where you want to be or better. Beyond that, the coach will bring the best out of you. May not know as much as you, may not have an expertise to the point where you do, but they know how to bring the best out of you aligned with where you want to be or better, and change the meaning of your past to align with where you want to be or better as well. And then a teacher is someone that can explain it so you actually understand it. And so I look for great mentors with situational knowledge and relationship capital, great coaches who bring the best out of me, and great teachers who can explain exactly what those directions are according to my meaning of my past and where I want to be or better. In the idea of coaching, teaching, and mentorship, this is a way to empower others to create a lasting impact. This is exactly the formula that I'm utilizing to empower others, to empower others, to empower others to be happy by making a lot of money, helping a lot of people, and having a lot of fun. The ripple effect, the butterfly effect, in the knowledge sharing in professional and personal environments is the fastest way to get to where you want to be or better, because it accelerates all that you want. It aggregates more resources and sources, and it gives and provides exponentiality of results, consequences, coincidence in what you want and where you want to be or better. This idea of service through mentorship, coaching, and teaching fosters a culture of learning, growth, expansion. Managers who I know mentor their teams for a long-term success, not only based on their values, but teach, coach, mentor the daily practices and the execution model that's necessary, but also incentivize them as a great coach to bring the best out of them. Entrepreneurs share their lessons to help others by showing them the pitfalls, the dummy tax that they paid, as well as allowing them to be part of the community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. I've been working with so many athletes and coaches and younger players that help to build future athletes, coaches, and players, and front office executives. And to build the future generation, we have to utilize mentorship, coaching, and teaching in order to facilitate the culture of impact by servicing our community, our neighborhood, our frequency, by knowing our values, our daily practices, our execution model, and how to bring the best out of them to incentivize them. Coaching, teaching, and mentoring strengthens both the mentor and the mentee. the teacher and the student, the coach and the player. All of those strengthens both, because if you can't teach it, coach it, or mentor it, then you don't know it. And you need to practice both, aligned with the values that you have, and create an execution model and continue to expand the execution model and your understanding of execution and incentivization, motivation, inspiration. This knowledge sharing neighborhood contributes to the ultimate thriving. When you can coach, teach, and mentor, when you create a community of people that want to help each other and learn from each other, and they know people that can help each other and learn from each other, they will buy from you and sell for you for life. And nothing will create a more thriving community than a bunch of people that want to help each other, know people that can help each other, buy from each other, and sell for each other for life. That is the definition of expansion and thriving. Find a way to be a coach, a mentor, and a teacher, and find someone to be a coach, a mentor, and a teacher to you. Know who it is that will get you to where you want to be better. Know who you can get to where they want to be or better. At the end of the day, success isn't just about what you achieve. It's not about what other people think. It's not about what you want other people to think. It's about how you serve, and you need to surround yourself with the right service. But sustainable service is only possible when you take care of yourself first, through the appropriate self-care and self-interest. For the infinite loop of giving more, being given more, receiving more, and asking for more than more, so you can give more than more and be given more than more, receive more than more, and ask for more than more. In other words, living in the world of more than enough. You do not have to be separate from FOMO. It should turn into JOMO. It's one. You are whole with one. When you invest in your personal development, growth, your health, your mindset, your heart set, your handsome, you amplify your capacity to create impact, to impact others, to impact others. You don't have to choose between being successful and being of service. The most successful people in the world are the biggest givers. They're not worried about commissions. They're worried about the mission, and the commissions follow. But they give from a place of strength, not weakness or sacrifice. They give from a place of investment in self and selves. Make sure you identify your self-care habits and incorporate your values, daily practices, and execution models for you to know your what, your who, your how, and prioritize according to and not circumstantial behaviors. Set boundaries based on your values and create a harmony to prevent burnout. Find ways to teach, mentor, and coach to contribute meaningful impact others to impact others. I promise you, if you learn to surround yourself with the right service, you will make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. If anybody would like the exercise and guides to surrounding yourself with the right service, please email me, david@dmeltzer.com. David@dmeltzer.com. I'll be happy to give you this exercise and guide so you can review it, work through it, and please reach out if you have any questions. Join our private networking group that gives you one-on-one access to me every single day, as well as a group of thousands of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. We're creating a mission and movement. Come and join us, David@dmeltzer.com. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be back.